We had this pot of water sitting out there with soap. My mom made all the soap we use out of lye soap.
Yes.
We call it potash soap.
What did you call it?
Potash soap.
Potash?
Yes, ma'am. All right. She made that out of, save all the old grease and buy these cans of Red Devil lye and made it.
Yes.
And we'd wash them clothes and put it in that pot with that and boil and boil and boil. And they had this little stick that you get in the pot, call it a belling stick. A belling stick.
Belly or ballot?
Belly. Yes, ballot stick. And then when we get ready to take the clothes out, see, we take that stick and hold the clothes up, let the water drain back down in the pot and put the clothes in the tub and cold water.
Yes.
And rinse them three water. And my mom would whoop us sometimes. We'd be lazy, I reckon. We going to get out there and rinse them two times.
Two on them.
She said, them clothes ain't been rinsed but twice. You couldn't tell them either. You had to go back and rinse.
And wasn't that water cold on your hands?
Yes, ma'am, that water was cold.
You see, I remember too.
Oh, yes, ma'am, it was cold.
But didn't you put a little bit of warm water in it? Or that?
Yes, winter we did. But in the summer, we just used it straight.
Because, well, really the warm water didn't rinse the soap out as much, did it?
No, it didn't.
As the cold?
No. The water would still be soapy.
This is bringing back memories for me, too, Lucille.
Yeah, we still, as long as that soap was in that water, we have to keep rinsing.
That's right. Three tubs just about did it, though, didn't
it?
Yes. All right, the kettle, then, that you cooked, that you heated the clothes in, what shape was that? Do you remember? Did it have any legs on it?
Three legs, yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yeah, my brother killed them. A rabbit. And my brother in Atlanta come down here. And he wanted a rabbit, so he gave him to him, and he took him back, and his wife put the rabbit in one of them pots. We tell out, you know, it was they had a smaller pot with three legs on it that you cook, but you boil your vegetables in.
Uh-huh.
And she put the rabbit in that pot. And my brother's name, William, we call him Newt. He said the pot was just rocking. So he said, Vasa, what's wrong with that pot? So she said, nothing. So he said, the pot just rocking. He went and picked the pot up off the stove and looked out. No wonder, the pot ain't got but three legs on it. And he was down home there. I said, you never seen a pot that has three legs on it.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Brings back a lot of memories when we talk about childhood, doesn't it?
Yes, we do. Yes, ma'am.
It's true. What would you call a container that you would plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
A flower pot.
What would you call a container that you'd put the freshly cut flowers in and put water in it?
A vase.
And what are the eating utensils that you set at the table that each person eats with at night, all day and time?
A knife, fork, a spoon, a plate.
All right. And what if you're having some kind of meat? Well, let's say you're going to have some steak and you need a knife to cut that with. What would that be?
A steak knife.
All right. If you're going to be straightening around the house, let's say before you go to work and when the children have just gone to school and perhaps you want to quickly straighten up a little bit around the house, you and the girls, what would you say you're going to do?
Clean up.
You're going to clean up.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And what all would that include? That is just quickly what you would do, not the big house cleaning.
You know, we just make the bed and sweep the floor and wash dishes.
All right. And what do you call that cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
A dish rag.
Mm-hmm.